Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
If you choose to be fathered by the Creator and identify with your higher self, you are standing with the power, wisdom, and will of God. Even though there are things you need to remember, some puzzle pieces you still need to collect and put in place, inevitably, you will fully utilize these attributes. If you choose to team up with your higher self, you are automatically allowing your internal Holy Spirit to be your teacher and guide, and you are playing with determination, confidence, and certainty. And you see other players, no matter how elementary their skill, as relatives, questers on the path with the same guaranteed outcome. Conversely, if you choose to team up with the ego, you feel as though you are constantly being attacked and justified when attacking. You are inevitably worried, afraid, and confused. You are too often plagued by feelings of lack, limitation, and inadequacy. You feel an overwhelming desire to cheat, lie, or steal for fear you might not otherwise fare as well as you would like. Further, if you choose to team up with the ego, you would see other players on the field as competitors, not as brothers, and therefore not as allies. If you choose the ego, you will be in the interminable pursuit of having something that will ensure peace and happiness, goals that for the ego are unattainable. Quote, "The ego, though encouraging the search for love, very actively makes one proviso: do not find it. Its dictates, then, can be summed up simply as seek and do not find. This is the one promise the ego holds out to you, and the one promise it will keep." A Course in Miracles. By the time you have the consciousness to know that to win this game you must choose to align with your higher self, you are way up the ladder of spiritual evolution and just need to stay awake and determined. And for heaven's sake, keep climbing. Most people are so caught up in the struggle for survival that they are too exhausted, don't see the value in it, or simply don't care enough to put in the necessary time and attention that is called for while playing the game of life. For example, if when at work or school or even at the gym, you realize how important this work is, you would certainly be honoring what you're doing there, but that would be a secondary objective. Since your primary reason for incarnating is self-realization, your primary focus would be obtaining the transformative information that is available coming from the words, attitudes, and actions of the people around you. Remember, you are not being disturbed, you're being informed.